many people look on it as almost kind of alien to the Christian tradition. I have been doing meditation personally myself for most of my life, and then about 30 years ago I started to run classes on meditation and teach it to others, began to share some of my insights. Now, I don't follow any particular school or any kind of method. It's very much of a personal discovery, personal journey for me. And when I look back on what I did nearly 30 years ago, I realized that I was putting far too much into it, and I was trying to pass on too much knowledge. Now I have simplified it extremely. And it's much more a question of experiential awareness and doing of it. I mean, I believe very much in the principle that if you tell somebody something, they will probably forget it. If you show them, they might remember, you know, a little of it. But if you actually do it with them and let them do it themselves, then they have a chance of really kind of grasping what it's about. So I'm in good hands and I'm in good tradition, because there's a great tradition there of Christian meditation. People aren't aware of it. I think it was Bede Griffiths said it was the best kept secret in the Catholic Church, because people came to him in his ashrams in India, and many of them from Spain. And he asked them, did they ever hear of Teresa of Avila or John of the Cross or St. Ignatius? And they never did. And he said, well, go back to your own country and explore the tradition that you have, because is just as rich, and I will have nothing to teach you that is different, essentially, from what they spoke about. So what I discovered about meditation then is that it is really a path to the heart. It's a way into the heart, and it's a way into life. And despite what, you know, people think about it, it's not difficult. It's not boring. In fact, it does make a difference. I found it makes a difference in many ways, not just in our way of praying or a way of meditating, but it gives clarity and it gives simplicity, and very much especially it takes away a lot of the stress and the tension and the anxiety that is so much part and parcel of our lives today. And I think it's often the missing element in people's lives today. We live in such a busy, rushing world, pressure and tension and anxiety, and now I suppose more than ever.
Do you think it could be a way back for the church, in the sense that a lot of people have left the church or no longer attend Mass regularly because they do find that they have issue with maybe some of the dogma and the institution and the sense of being always told what to do? But do you think this tradition of Christian meditation could be a way back for some people? Or do you find that the people who are coming to a group are already Mass goers? Or are they people who are kind of looking for a way back in to their faith, but that isn't quite so prescriptive?
Yes, I think you're quite right. Meditation is the key and the door and the way back for many people. I used to say for young people, but now the more I do the course, I discover quite a lot of elderly people coming along, a little bit disillusioned with just the ritual and the ceremony and perhaps so much of the traditional teaching and dogma that goes, and the image that the church has, which unfortunately is not very acceptable to many people. So meditation is neutral. They're not put off by the word. And what's most important is that they're discovering something within themselves. And I believe that this is the great secret of I think, of, you know, Zen meditation, is they don't give a lot of teaching. As soon as you go into a Zen monastery, the first thing they do is tell you to sit down and just learn to be still and learn to be quiet and learn to pay attention. And that can go on for days and days, and sometimes for weeks and longer. And because you're searching for something within yourself. Now, I don't think it's anti-anything. I don't think it's anti-church or anti-dogma or anti-teaching. But I do think that it's touching a deep, deep longing and searching for meaning in people's hearts. I'm a Carmelite, as you know, and I come from a Carmelite tradition, and Teresa and St. John of the Cross. And Teresa has, in her way of perfection, she talks about discovering the prayer of recollection. And she says an extraordinary thing. She says, until I discovered this prayer of recollection, I never knew what it was to get satisfaction out of prayer. That's an amazing statement for someone who was such a great teacher and such a great mystic, really. And for Teresa, that simply meant learning to be still, not using many words, not even trying to imagine, different scenes from the gospel, but just being present. She says, all I'm asking you to do is to look, to be attention, and let your mind and your heart be, a lovely phrase, she says, hushed in silence. And just aware that he is looking at you and you are looking at him. And I think these sort of things resonate with people. And I do believe it is definitely something that answers a deep, deep need. Because there's so much disillusionment, so much dissatisfaction. And I think if it doesn't touch people where they are, it has no meaning. Any sort of teaching, it's not just teaching about prayer, but I think for adults anyway, if they're not asking the questions that are relevant to them, they won't pay heed to you. And I think meditation, I notice the people that come, they enter into silence very quickly and to stillness and awareness, and they're, if you lead them along gently to be attentive to their breath, just to listening. I often use music, just to listen to a piece of music note by note, without trying to understand it or interpret it, that it somehow brings that kind of sensitivity of listening and presence and awareness. And I think all that helps people to discover within. The whole thing is discovering it within yourself. It's not something that you can't teach anybody to meditate. You can only help them to discover what is already there.